Hello, I'm Todd Harding with our podcast for Fort Collins Heating and Air. It is Fort Collins Heating on Air. And if you have any questions that you'd like to be covered in our podcast, just send us a message at info@fortcollinsheating.com, or you can go to our website. We've got a brand new web page. Just look under the About Us tab and you'll find it there. Well, a very special guest this morning, it's Mason. Mason is our field supervisor, master plumber, and commercial estimator from our plumbing department. Now, I know you're a big podcast fan. So what kind of podcast you listen to?
I've actually been into a lot of, bad, but murder podcasts.
Murder?
Yeah. true crime.
I get it. I've read some true crime books myself, but we're not going to talk about murder today, I promise. We're actually going to talk about things you don't want to throw down your drain, things you don't want to flush down your toilet. Now, in your time as a plumber, which has been how long?
10 years now.
Yep. So in your 10 years as a plumber, what is the craziest thing you've ever seen flush down a toilet?
The craziest thing I've probably ever seen physically was a rodent.
So an actual creature.
Yeah, it was a rat.
Wow.
Yeah.
Was it live?
No. It had died in there, and then it actually it's pretty bad. It swells up from the liquid.
Oh, I'm sure.
It swells, and then I've had to extract that.
Now, out of there. There's some obvious things you don't want to flush down your toilet, but what are some things that might kind of surprise people that you don't want to flush down the toilet?
Well, the biggest thing, it's a complete lie, is flushable wipes. As plumbers, we love flushable wipes, but at the same time, we hate them because they are not flushable. Really, anything is flushable, but it doesn't mean it should go down your system, for sure.
Because it's never going to dissolve, right?
Correct. Yeah. If I like to think as your waste system as kind of the digestive system of your house, right? You wouldn't want to eat a paper towel or a flushable wipe because it doesn't dissolve. It doesn't break down. In your plumbing system, there's bacteria, just like in your stomach, that helps break those solid wastes down and help them keep your system healthy, is what it does.
So what should go down a toilet?
Pretty much solid waste, human waste, toilet paper's fine, no dirt. I've seen dirt. Plenty people wash plants or pot plants in their
sink. So they would actually pour dirt down their toilet.
I've seen dirt, in the toilet, bathtub, sink. I've seen people do it. Yeah.
Let's talk about drains, because drains is a little different. Now, I know a lot of people think, I have a garbage disposal. Mm-hmm. That'll take care of anything, right?
No. No. You can. They're rated to grind up bones, eggs. They'll grind up anything you put down there, but it does not mean it should go down your pipes.
Because the bottom line is, it'll grind it up into a paste that will probably clog your drain, right?
Yeah, grease especially. I mean, I'm guilty of it. A little bit doesn't hurt, but what you want to do is you want to run hot water while you're running your garbage disposal, and that'll kind of help, get that down your system a little bit better. But even then, you really want to keep that at a minimum.
Now, one of the most controversial topics I ever put on social media for Fort Collins Heating and Air Conditioning was, what can you put down your drain or garbage disposal? Because a lot of people disagree on maybe, like, for instance, lettuce or rice or coffee or things like that.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I've seen it all go down a garbage disposal. I've seen people try and shred a whole head of lettuce, or really Thanksgiving is about the worst time of year because people throw potatoes, salad.
Plus at Thanksgiving, you got everybody in the house that normally aren't there, so it's working overtime, right?
Absolutely. Yeah, good rule of thumb that I tell everybody is whatever's left over on your plate, scrape it off into the trash, and then even if it's a little bit, it's not going to hurt at all. But
yeah, the tiny bits are not going to make a big difference,
not
right?
At all. It's those big chunks.
And obviously, you don't want to put things like bones and...
Oh, you'll know when... Yeah, exactly. Your garbage disposal can take care of that stuff, but doesn't mean that your sewer can.
Just because you can doesn't mean you should, right?
Correct, yeah. And, I mean, there's different types of systems out there. If you're in the mountains, you'll probably be on a septic system, which you actually have to be extra gentle on, because it goes into a tank, and then that tank is also filled with beneficial bacteria that help break down those solids. They stay at the top of the tank and float, and the liquid goes out through that. So
what would you say is the number one thing that we're called on because people try to put it down their disposal?
I would probably say it's lettuce, any type of vegetable, really.
You know, I gotta go with you there, because the one time I clogged up my disposal was with lettuce. Yeah. I assumed it would just chop it right up, but somehow it just gets slimy and just kind of blocks things up.
Yeah, I've seen Brussels sprouts are a pretty big one. Same thing, though. It's anything with vegetable leaves. They don't really go down your drain.
Now, your brother works for us, too, and I remember he told me one time rice is not a good idea.
Yeah, because what it'll do is if it sits there and it gets water on it, it's going to swell up even more, too. Same thing, pasta, spaghetti, macaroni, any of those things. If they sit in any liquid, they're obviously just going to soak it up until they can't anymore. So.
And the bottom line, too, is just don't put a lot in, right?
Right. As minimal as possible. Realistically, the only time I ever use my garbage disposal is after I get done rinsing off my dishes and loading the dishwasher and then just cleaning out whatever's left in the sink. That's about the only time I... Really.
Any last advice before we go?
Just take it easy on your plumbing system. Like I said, it's pretty much the stomach of your house. So treat it that way. No feminine hygiene products, no protective products, I guess you would say.
Yes.
Latex products.
Right, latex is bad.
Flushable wipes, do not flush them. Throw them in the trash for sure. And if you have a septic system, you're going to want to use single ply toilet paper. It breaks down a little bit easier than double ply.
All right. Well, thank you. Mason has been our guest. Mason is the field supervisor, master plumber, and commercial estimator for Fort Collins Heating and Air Conditioning. And this is our podcast, Fort Collins Heating on Air. And now you can find us on our website at fortcollinsheating.com, and just look under the About Us tab and you'll find it there.
Thanks, Todd.
Thank you.